This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, a new one, actually, newcaliforniastate.com. How about that one? Check that one out. Anyway, newcaliforniastate.com is the one that's raging across the nation right now. People are finding out about New California State and all the things that go along with the new State of the Union. It's going to be the 51st state, by the way. We're Agenda 21. It's going to be the 51st state of the Union. So welcome aboard. A lot of things happening. This show is brought to you by Right to Voice. It's the answer to all the other social media that's out there. If you're conservative, you will not be censored because you're a conservative, by the way. Just not going to happen with this group of folks. So anyway, like I said, welcome aboard. Also, we are on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. And if you're on a phone or you want to you can dial up the show and listen to it. 605-562-4209 is the call-in number, and that hooks you up actually with TalkStream Live. We're one of the top-rated shows in the nation on digital media, one of the top 10 top-rated shows on our time slot. So we're really happy about that. A lot of other really great shows, the Larry Frias Show and Scott Adams Show and others that are on TalkStream Live, featured through, of course, Red State Talk Radio. We emanate from Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C., Red State Talk Radio. Okay, so anyway, a lot of things going on, like I said, and really happy to be here with you. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so I guess the big thing that's out there right now is this big court decision, Supreme Court decision, knocking down the unions. It is perhaps one of the biggest, decisions to come through the pike lately. The Supreme Court issued its ruling today. It was argued, I think, in April, March or April, and it came out today and is absolutely a barn burner of a decision, because it actually takes, it's catastrophic is the term Judge Napolitano used on Fox this morning. It's catastrophic to the unions, which is a good thing. Finally, it's really going to break the back of the public unions anyway, especially the SEIU and those folks. It's going to be, I think, really going to be completely upsetting to the Democratic Party. No longer will you have the big money people. And this is the thing. As I've known unions, literally, Judge Napolitano brought this up, absolutely true. As I've known unions in public sector unions, is that this goes to teachers' unions in particular, and also with classified staff. Now, that's custodian, support staff, and so on, clerical staff, all the classified people. Now, I got to say something about my dealings with the unions at the local level have been excellent, really good, as an administrator, as a teacher, when I was a teacher, and as an administrator, and on both sides, the classified and also certificated unions, at the local levels. I've had very, very good rapport as administrator, in particular with the local leaders, not necessarily the leaders elite in Sacramento, which is where all the money goes, by the way. It goes to those folks. It doesn't go anywhere else. So I've had pretty good rapport, and we solved some pretty big problems. When, you know, you say you can't fire a teacher, you can't get a teacher or a classified staff laid off or something like that. That is absolutely not true. You do it the right way by working with your unions, and it happens just overnight. And this is kind of the interesting thing in my relationship with unions in the educational sphere, is that they didn't want bad apples that were bad apples, legitimately bad apples. And so what we did, just a little wink, wink, nod, nod, is wow, this is something that was really interesting. We just went and negotiated with them. We would walk right up to the union rep and say, look, we got this problem. Can you help us out? And this happened in numerous times for me in different issues. And they helped us out. I mean, so we just talked to them rationally and said, had a cup of coffee with them someplace and said, look, this is what's going on. What do you think? And they were just as shocked and appalled. Sometimes the union leaders would come to us say, we got this problem. What do you think? Say, well, you know, we'd like to get rid of this person because of this, that, and the other. And it worked. Gosh, meet with your opposition. Don't make them the opposite. Partner with them, you know. So anyway, that works. That's all I know about unions. That works. Now, sometimes you get them fired up for different reasons that aren't your fault. They get fired up for different and sundry reasons, and they want to take it out on somebody, and it's not your issue, but sometimes might reflect on you because you're in an administrative position, all that sort of thing. Those are just minor little details as far as I'm concerned. But my point is this, is that it's the top of the mark leadership. You know, these guys that are out there in Sacramento and Washington, D.C., they get all the money. And they wield it in a political fashion that is almost always contrary from their membership. And that's my point about it. I knew thousands of teachers. I knew, hundreds of classified staff over the years. And I would say almost to a person, they felt that way. I think that's a fair representation. They did not like the leadership. They did not like having to give up their money because they didn't like the leadership. Now, I got to tell you that I think the classified people in California, in particular, are well represented, very, very well with their local union people. I'm not too sure about the leadership in Sacramento, of course, and the teachers' leadership in Sacramento is terrible. They are absolutely leftist. And just like the SEIU. So you have these unions that really came into light. And in fact, I'm going to tell you the story about the Orange County bankruptcy and how this whole thing evolved into a Cloud and Piven strategy designed to destroy California Republicans. And it worked. It worked. It has worked. But now the unions, which are really supreme in California, one of the reasons is it's a blue state, are going to be crippled by this. Because guess what? The membership, they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay, especially a public union. That was part of the problem, this Janus case, as it's called, is you had an Illinois employee who was paying about $550 per year annually to a union, and he wasn't a part of the union. He didn't want to be part of the union, but he still had to pay it. That was the requirement, and that's called a freedom of speech issue. That's a First Amendment issue, and Janus won. If he doesn't want to be a part of the union, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to be forced to pay the fees. See, it was a 5-4 decision, and now this whole thing turns everything upside down for these folks. And quite frankly, I am really glad to see it, because it really is going to return some sanity back to the public sector. Because it's this leadership at the top business, the cream of the crop. Your people. Out there, never get represented properly when their union leadership is at 80,000 feet and you're on the ground, and that's a fair assessment. I've seen these characters at work in the Capitol, and it's to me it's horrific. Now, some things they work together with other people on, but not much. Anyway, that's my little diatribe. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the Orange County bankruptcy and show you how that worked. When the unions came trotting in to destroy California. Now, gee, I wonder if it's worked in other places. What about New York? Illinois? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also write to Voice.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, a couple things I wanted to get into before I get into the Orange County bankruptcy thing. How's it going for the owner of the Red Hen? I was going to talk about this earlier, but other things came up, such as this woman from New York who beats the other one. The Democrat. I mean, this woman is just fabulous. By the way, it's a fabulous victory. She's beautiful. She's 28 years old. But listen, this is where the real beauty is. She's good looking, no question about that. But she is a real conservative as a socialist. So is there a conservative socialist party out there? Because she's not a Democrat. I don't think she's a Democrat. She's a hard worker. Well, you know, some of the union people say you're Democrats and you're hard working, blue collar. Don't like to give your money up to the unions, of course, but she wins, and because she's a hard-working girl. She's 28 years old. She's been working like crazy, and did a fabulous job in defeating the person who is standing there. She's a millennial, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So she defeated Crowley in New York, and it's a big victory for a Democrat who's a Bernie Sanders supporter. So that just tells you where it is. But again, I want to say that she has absolutely been fabulous as a candidate, and good for her. But she's conservative at heart. When you go look at her history and everything, hardworking girls worked for everything. She's not getting any handouts. I know. How does that mix with the socialist thing? But you read her bio, and we did that in the first hour. Okay, but what about this other thing? Because this is I'm trying to get the ideology straight here. I'm a little confused by this conservative socialist, which is what I'm gonna tag her as a conservative socialist right now. So this gets into Stephanie Wilkinson, a co-owner of the Red Hen, responsible for kicking White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and her family out of a Virginia restaurant on Friday evening, is stepping aside from leadership of a local business group. Really? Now this is what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said about the whole experience, which was, I thought, was fraught with problems with all these folks, of course. I thought it was despicable what she did, but this is her. This is what Sarah Sanders says. I think we're going to get to that.
I should say press briefing, which was scheduled to begin about 23 minutes ago, is just starting. Sarah Sanders at the podium. Let's listen.
The restaurant that I was asked to leave from. A Hollywood actor publicly encouraged people to kidnap my children. And this weekend, a member of Congress called for people to push back and make clear to those serving their country and this administration that they are not welcome anywhere, anytime, for anything. Healthy debate on ideas and political philosophy is important. But the calls for harassment and push for any Trump supporter to avoid the public is unacceptable. America is a great country, and our ability to find solutions despite those disagreements is what makes us unique. That is exactly what President Trump has done for all Americans by building a booming economy with record low unemployment for African Americans and Hispanics.
Okay, so she makes that nice pronouncement. She does a very good job. But to Stephanie Wilkinson, what a bad girl she is. She is. She's terrible, actually. And again, I was saying in my last comment about this in the last couple hours ago that, you know, I learned in a five-star restaurant, how to treat customers and how they could treat me and blah, 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 you know. Even the worst of the worst. And I'll tell you right now, one of the worst people I ever served was Art Linkletter. I can say it now. It's many years later. He was a despicable customer. Absolutely. You know, the little guy with the kids on the stage and stuff? Art Linkletter, yeah. Used to call me boy. Hey, boy. Hey, boy. You know, one of those. I'm a white guy, right? Hey, boy. Hey, boy. That's that. I'll never forget that, being called hey, boy. So anyway, that's just only part of it. I could go on forever about him. But, you know, I learned. I was gracious. I was first class all the way. Now I'm being a little bit less first class right now. But, yeah, I did not like serving him at all. At all. He was a very, very rude man. And he was very rude to the women wait staff. Very rude. But other than that, I'll have to tell you what we did because one time at the restaurant. All right, I'll tell you anyway. Talk about my union days, right? Well, we weren't a union. The restaurant now is unionized, actually. And it's a completely different feel. I was down there a couple years ago in the restaurant, and I yucked it up with the manager and stuff like that, and told him the history. I went up in all the different places and stuff like that. This goes back to the 60s. And he was like, wow. But, you know, I said to him, are you guys, I had no idea, but I was, you know, being served and stuff like that. We ate dinner and everything. And I said to him, I said, are you guys unionized now? I just guessed. And he goes, yeah. He said, we unionized a couple years ago. It's been terrible. And he just goes down and on and on and on. I said, well, I can tell by everything that's going on here. It's just not what it used to be. He said, oh, no, all that is gone. And he remembers those days. And he remembers many of the people that I worked with and stuff like that. So we're able to, you know, yuck it up that way. But the situation with Art Linkletter, he would come in with... he would call in about an hour before he was going to show up, demand to be seated, and bring in 23 to 24 people, always. It was always 23. But we only had, the biggest table we had was for 20 people. So we had to figure out how to scunch everybody in. And he was just so despicably rude to people. So anyway, this happened all the time. He never tipped. Never tipped. And so the girls would work for free. We'd all work for free, basically, because we relied upon the tips. We got that. He never tipped. And so finally, after a couple of years of this, one of the way our manager came in and said, look, Art Linkletter's coming in, the tubular bug. And everybody fell silent, even the chefs in this meeting. Everybody was silent, the whole crew. So finally, one of the waitresses said, you know, I'm not serving them. I'm just not. And then everybody else spoke up and said, we're not serving them. None of us are. I mean, we just told him straight up, no, it's, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's like, wow. And so he knew what the problem was. So what he came back with, he came back about 15 minutes later and said, okay, settle this down. We will pay the tip. He can come in and we'll give you guys all a tip, blah, blah, blah. So that was settled. But we were resolute. We were not going to serve them. We served them. And we got a tip out of the park, but we never liked it. And after that, it was kind of interesting. There was a chill on him from the management. See, they got the squeeze. They got the feel of that. There was a chill on the management because it was coming out of their pocket, and they didn't like it. So eventually, he stopped showing up, which is a really good thing. We were all happy. We didn't want that kind of cuss. Because he was, you know, that when you get an infectious customer, it spreads to the other customers in the room. You can't help it. They see how, boy, hey, boy. I wasn't the only one. They was always calling the, you know, us bus boys, boy, hey, boy, boy. I mean, he just, boy. Yeah, that was my experience. That was the first walkout, it's the first walkout I was ever engaged in. No more walkouts for me, you know. Yeah. And we weren't a union. We were just resolute individuals who said no. I don't know why you need to be a union so many times, right? We'll be back. More Red Hen and Orange County bankruptcy and Cleveland's coming up.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back, and you know, it's interesting. I bring up the Art Linkletter thing because as a bus boy, payboy, he was very highly offensive, and he was a big personality and so on, you know, back in the day. But we didn't kick him out. We didn't kick him out. We served him, and we served him with class and dignity. As rude and mean, and he's really mean to the women. I'm not going to get into that. I thought he was mean. I'm like a 16, 17-year-old kid. 16, I think. Well, I started when I was 15. Against labor laws, I was too young. Anyway, I started when I was 16 there at the restaurant, and he was just quite, God, just, you see, to me, and I get talking about this, it's like, but listen, we served him first class, absolutely first class. He called me boy, I jumped. I did. I was excellent, and so was everybody else around me. I mean, it's not just me. I mean, I was just, you know, a busser, you know. And but the wait staff was excellent. They were perfectly professional at all times. They did not offend him. And they did not throw him out. We didn't. We self-selected him out. We took a stand against him because management wanted us to do what we were doing, and he wasn't tipping. You know, it's the insult-to-injury thing that was really getting us. Okay, so now juxtaposition this with this woman at the Red Hen. This is my point. This is my point at Red Hen. this Wilkinson, who kicked out Sarah Huckabee Sanders, says the only, this is her downfall, though. And I said this the other day. I said, hey, two or three days of people not showing up is going to really hurt this restaurant. Now they figured out, guess what? Not just hurting that restaurant. Like I said, Stephanie Wilkinson has stepped down as an executive director of the Main Street Lexington, an organization tasked with promoting economic viability, Fox News has learned. Uh-huh. So she was the executive director of this group. It says Elizabeth Outland Branner, the president of the organization, accepted Wilkinson's resignation Tuesday morning. Considering the events of the past week, Stephanie felt it best that for continued success of Main Street Lexington, she should step aside, Branner wrote in an email. The Washington Times reported that the volunteer-based organization, listen to this, exists to enhance the economic prosperity and cultural vitality of our community, reestablishing downtown Lexington as the vibrant economic and cultural nexus of our area while maintaining its unique character, according to its homepage. The group, established in 2013, is affiliated with the, listen to this, it gets to be the broader thing. This is what this woman, because she took it upon herself to offend and toss somebody out for the political beliefs, not focusing on the customer, she's now hurting the broader base. And this is why she resigned. Of course, she was probably told, you get your butt out of this organization, this Main Street Lexington. The group was established in 2013, is affiliated with the Virginia Main Street program, which seeks to promote economic revitalization in the context of historic preservation. See? As Fox News previously reported, Wilkinson told the Washington Post that she felt compelled to take a stand, citing what she called the Trump White House's inhumane and unethical actions. This holier-than-thou person. See, this is the interesting thing. She's right up there with Art Linkletter, in my opinion. She's right up there with him. Isn't that funny? I mean, she is Art Linkletter, except she owns the restaurant. So this is how an Art Linkletter would handle. I know. I'm not saying that. But the behavior is the same, and the result is the same. Hurting the broader revitalization, historic preservation interest of the Virginia Main Street program. So she resigns. I'm sure she was said, hey, honey, because this is, there's another little part of the story people aren't talking about with this story. Sarah Huckabee and her husband leaves the restaurant, goes home. But the rest of the people in her group go across the street to another restaurant. And guess what? The staff of the Red Hen goes across the street and heckles them from outside. Hey, that's great customer service, isn't it? Restaurant 101, treat your customer well. Now, of course, the Red Hen, we wish them terrible things at this point. And unfortunately, what they've done now, what she has done, because it's hurting the economic interest of all of them. Yeah. Do you think that restaurant owner across the street appreciated their staff coming across and yelling epithets and so on at Sarah's extended family that had gone across the street? Do you think they, I mean, what morons are these people? You know what I mean? Now, it says, this is another story. I haven't preened this one. It just popped up, actually. Or at least I noticed it. Another part of the story. Lexington businesses facing backlash. Maybe this is some other broader context to the story. But they're facing a backlash to this whole thing. It says, a restaurant is preparing to reopen amid national firestorm over booting Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and Doug McElvey, reports from the scene. So this is going to be interesting. I'm waiting for these to queue up. I'm interested in this because I want to see how many people they close for a couple of days, they say, to let this whole thing blow over, right? It's like, hello, your building is red. That's why you call the red hen. The building is red. It sticks out. And it does look like you have dirty, dingy things associated with it. Just looking at it. And then, of course, Donald Trump, he tweets out. See, this is the thing. The president of the United States is ticked off at you, red hen. And guess what? It's infecting and bothering the rest of the economic group that they're trying to stay in business. But your stupid, idiotic action is causing them to be hurt, too. That's why they forced you to resign, I suspect. They say, no, she just resigned. But it was in the best interest of the broader perspective, if you know what I mean. That's how this whole thing rolls, ladies and gentlemen. That's how this whole thing rolls. We're going to see if we can get this thing here real quick. I'm telling you, you got to be careful with who you're dealing with in these. If you're an owner like this, right? So Democrats out there, progressives, haters of Trump, haters of any conservatives, you better rethink yourselves.
There is a growing sense around here in Lexington that it was a bad mistake on the part of the owner of the Red Hen to boot Sarah Huckabee Sanders out. We have since learned that the owner of the Red Hen is also the executive director of an influential business group in Lexington called Main Street Lexington. A passerby who purports to be a member of that same group dropped us off a flyer yesterday. That flyer read in part, quote, "Our business, which is completely unrelated to the Red Hen, is under attack. Lexington is under attack. My business is receiving letters and calls from groups associated with tourism saying they refuse to bring their business to Lexington because of this woman's actions." This incident, it goes without saying, is truly resonating across the country. Representative Maxine Waters was excoriated for her remarks over the weekend in which she implored her supporters to hound and harass Trump administration officials at any time, any place. And the criticism of Waters is coming not just from Republicans. A spokesman for Virginia Senator Tim Kaine told the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and I quote, "Senator Kaine believes civility and respect from everyone are important to a functioning democracy and adheres to the biblical wisdom not to repay evil with evil or insult with insult." And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also sent a clear message to Waters to basically cease and desist.
No one should call for the harassment of political opponents. That's not right. That's not American.
Shortly after that, Waters called a hastily convened press conference in which he tried to defend her remarks.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people. There's nowhere in my statement, any time, any place, that we talked about harm.
The Red Hen is scheduled to open tonight at 5:30. We will see what the day brings.
Yes, we will. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, "Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio."
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Any kind of call of violence or harassment of anybody based on your political viewpoints of all things. This is America. We didn't do that when Barack Obama was president. Agree with him on in terms of his policies, but we never try to incite violence against him or his supporters. There's no place for that on either side of the political aisle.
So that's the House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. He would know all about this, considering his history being shot more than a year ago. Responding to a motion to censure Congresswoman Maxine Waters after she called on supporters to publicly confront Trump administration officials. Moments ago, the president tweeted this: congratulations to Maxine Waters, whose crazy rants have made her, together with Nancy Pelosi, the unhinged face of the Democratic Party. Together, they will make America weak again, but have no fear. America is now stronger than ever before, and I'm not going anywhere, end tweet. My next guest introduced the measure to have Waters censured. He's with me now, and Congressman Andy Biggs. Welcome back to America's Newsroom. What do you hope to get out of this?
Well, Bill, I think that the institution has to take a stance. That's what the framers in the Constitution said. You know, you have to police yourself. And I think just making individual comments, like many of us have said, this is repugnant, just doesn't do it, because she has indicated since she made her initial comments that she doesn't see anything wrong with them. That she-
yeah, Maxine being censured. So, and you know, really, what's happened to Wilkinson from the redhead, in that big, ugly building. Actually, it's kind of quaint. I get it. She's being censured. You see that? That little letter that came and was circulating around from one of these businesses to reporters and so on, anonymously saying, hey, look, we're getting hurt. That's another thing, you know. Okay, so now the mystery is over. I'm trying to get to this. We're closing in on the end of the show here. But Peter Strzok arrives at Capitol Hill. Strzok is here on Capitol Hill, believe it or not.
The anti-Trump FBI agent, he is now arriving on Capitol Hill. And I say anti-Trump agent because, of course, all of those thousands of text messages have now been revealed about his anti-Trump sentiment while working at the FBI. But that was Peter Strzok. He has arrived. He will be sitting down behind closed doors with members of Congress shortly to answer some questions there. He has agreed to do so voluntarily.
Aha! Strzok arrives. There's a picture of him. You see the video of the guy. He's there. He's actually there. Okay. Well, you know. Okay, so the mystery's over. He is real. He is absolutely real. All right. I'm a believer. Say hallelujah. I'm a believer. So that really makes the plot thicken now. The plot has totally coalesced, if you know what I mean. about what's going on with Strzok and Stork and all that good stuff, right? So the redhead, I just get into that redhead thing. Okay, a couple things. Orange County bankruptcy and unions. It's true. The Cloward and Piven strategy in 1994, executed by Bill Clinton in Orange County, proved to be fruitful. It caused the Orange County Republican Party, and by extension, the Republican Party throughout California, to implode over time. And the next election cycle, in 1996, it all went blue, and all went to Democratic people, seats in the Assembly and the Senate. Because remember, there's only 120 people total. And in that, of course, went the strengthening of the unions. The unions, the public sector unions in particular, exploded. And they exploded and got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger because they were heavily influenced by lots of money pouring into it. This is all documented. Trevor Loudon explained this on this show, actually, how that whole mechanism worked. And money came rushing in. Now, it's kind of interesting. Before the Orange County bankruptcy, Bill Clinton had only visited Orange County twice between the election in 1994. That's it. He was electioning. But following the Orange County bankruptcy in December of 1994 and November of 1996, he visited Orange County and surrounding areas 28 times. Coincidence? No. It was clearly a Cloward and Piven strategy. We documented the whole thing. And myself and other people, Chris Street, of course, we were the whistleblowers. We were the ones saying, wait a minute, hello, hello. This is how it all worked, and there's a problem. And we brought that to light to people, but we got slammed down, of course. We were smacked down. Nobody wanted to report it. Nobody did. Everybody wanted to remain silent on it. The big, and of course, the puff piece that came out from 60 Minutes. Ah! Oh, the Orange County bankruptcy, this, that, totally missed the point. Because why? CBS was the foil. They're part of the plan. That's when we discovered that the media was working in collusion with Bill Clinton. And they did. Now we know it today, 2018. We look back on it and go, wow. Now, I say this because this is the capstone of what we've been talking about with this whole thing, with this Janus decision. The money just got pulled from those unions. Are we going to now see draining the swamp from the union standpoint? You bet. SEIU is done. And those union territories in California, there's big, vast union territories in California. They're going to be diminished back to what they were before 1994 and 1996 era. Now, that's going to bode well for New California. Very well for New California, actually. Had a wonderful conversation with somebody in one of those areas last night. I'm sure he's listening. He said he was going to listen today. And as we proceed with the following, this is the grievance that we read yesterday. Notice to all Californians, grievance 23. Notice to all Californians, New California is a new state in development, exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. The process to form New California is authorized and codified in Articles 4, Sections 3 and 4 of the United States Constitution. This is our grievance. Declaration of Grievance. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 states, in part, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Those are the same words that were written in 1783. Failure of the government of California to protect against invasion. The communist California governor, the communist monoparty system, working side by side with local communist officials, have used the tools of government to open the southern border of California and entice vicious criminal organizations who traffic millions of illegal foreign nationals from throughout Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Central and South American countries, and the Middle East. Are you guys intrigued yet? Says the net effect has been to create a multi-billion dollar industry which traffics infants, children, teens, and adults into slavery with the goal to profit from their misery and destroy the sovereignty of the state of California as a state and threaten the union of the United States of America. The communist California governor and communist monoparty system of government are not only working side by side with local communist officials who are colluding with well-organized criminal cartels, but also leaders of foreign countries who are trafficking in human flesh into slavery. The communist California governor has never discouraged illegal foreign nationals who suffer incredible misery and even death, who pay billions of dollars to criminal gangs and foreign governments from around the world to be trafficked into slavery in California. It is a clear signal the communist California governor is working alongside other communist leaders when Mexican presidential candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador declared mass immigration to the United States a human right for all North Americans during a recent campaign speech. Andrés Manuel López Obrador stated, "As soon, very soon, after the victory of our movement, we will defend all the migrants in the American continent and all the migrants in the world," Obrador said, adding that immigrants must leave their towns and find a life in the United States. The communist California governor has worked diligently over the last 8 years to encourage mass migration of illegal foreign nationals by creating compacts with communist foreign governments and encouraging California government leaders to visit these countries controlled by dictators who profit from the trafficking of human flesh into modern-day slavery. Utilizing Marxist-Leninist and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the communist California governor, monoparty system, and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the Union of the United States of America. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California communist government, in conjunction with the communist state executive instituted wherever the current communist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on the United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very Union of States which gives us our liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority. Betrayal by the sitting communist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of their responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state of California and citizens of the United States of America living in California. This concludes these proceedings. That was just kind of a little bit of a grievance from us in New California. That's grievance number 23, and clearly, we have a right to say it. Just like you have a right to voice, by the way. It's one of the sponsors of Agenda 21 Radio. The right to voice. RIGHT2VOICE.com. Right to voice is your alternative to all the other social media sites. And I suggest you get your account right now. Right2Voice.com. Okay, so anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news. And of course, that grievance is appearing right now. It will be up on video pretty soon, as soon as we get everything all together here in the studio. And you'll be able to see all of us saying it. And also, like I said, you can print copies off and do whatever you want to do with the whole documentation. It's free to use. You can republish whatever you want to do. Happy to have it up there. So visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. That's where you can find all this information. Anyway, so thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Like I said, we're coming up to the music now. And it's amazing how quickly time flies when you're having so much fun here on Agenda 21 Radio. But it's been wonderful. And, of course, how are we going to call her? A Democratic Socialist or what? This new Oscario, whatever her name is. She certainly has made a big mess for the Democrats. There's no question about it. Anyway, a big mess for, well, maybe the conservatives. But she's really conservative, and she's a socialist. So I guess Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Anyway, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Now, SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra.